Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm in Dickinson, North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen. You know, one of the fun things I get to do in my job is I get to travel around the country and sometimes around the world and meet small business owners. And I got to do that yesterday. I'm doing it today. I'm actually doing it right now. I've been introducing you to all these small business owners today here in Dickinson. You're about to meet another one. And it's just a dream come true for me to be able to meet the people who are making it happen across America today. And as I say, in some cases, in other parts of the world. And so when they invite me to come to places like beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota, it always makes me happy because I know I'm going to meet some cool people like our new friend, Beth Strube. Beth Strube is Funshine Express founder. She's one of the founders and the president of Funshine Express here in Dickinson, North Dakota. And I'm going to get her to tell us a little bit about her small business. Welcome back. I mean, I should say welcome to the show, Beth. You've not been here before. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's good to have you here.
It's nice to be here.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time to spend some time with us. Tell us about Funshine Express. Tell us about the very, well, I'll tell you what. First, tell us what you do, and then tell us what was the moment when it was founded. When did you know that you wanted to do this?
You know, what happened was that I was doing childcare out of my home. I had decided to stay home with my preschoolers, and I was looking for quality products to use with the children in my care. Mm-hmm. And I was really having a difficult time finding.
So you had a daycare business in your home?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. I did that for about 4 or 5 years. And right. I was looking for educational materials, activities to do with them that I felt were appropriate for their level of development. And I was really having a hard time. I felt like I was doing all of the work, essentially, for the kids, and they weren't getting a lot out of it. And I ordered from several of our competitors and continued to be kind of disappointed. And you know, I remember my husband coming home from work one day, and I said, you know what, I think I could do better than this. And
how many times, Beth, has that happened? Folks, how many of you are nodding your head right now because you're in a small business where you said, you know what, I think I can do better than this? It's happened tens of millions of times, Beth, and it's good to hear you say it.
Yeah. Well, the next thing I thought was that I could do it part-time. And I realized in the 10, 12 years since then that is absolutely not possible. You know, at least it wasn't for us, you know, for me to do the kind of job that I felt needed to be done with this business. So I'm okay with that. I've enjoyed that transition.
Well, let me ask you a question. How long did it take you to go from I think I can do that better to I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? How long did that take?
Probably about, I would say, 8 to 10 months.
Yeah.
what happened is I had a baby in the middle of that, and within 4 weeks of having a baby, we had to ship our first kid out. And we had already advertised and taken orders without really putting the product together.
First kid. So you were selling things that you didn't even know what it was going to look like.
You know what? Absolutely. To start with, you know, we had this dream and this vision. We didn't have a lot of orders, you know, but we didn't have the curriculum written, and a new baby in the process. And what happened was the first month we had 30 orders, and every single one reordered. And I thought, oh.
Wow. You said, I think I'm onto something here.
Right. And then I thought, what have I gotten myself into? We had no equipment, no staff, nothing. You know, so, but a real
you
positive
working with,
response.
You were working with your mother and your sister, right?
Right. That's how it started out. And, you know, my mother transitioned out fairly quickly. My sister and I worked together until 2000. So we worked together a good 5 years. And then she has stepped in intermittently since then as I've needed some help, and she's had the time.
So now you have about 20 employees and about $3 million a year in sales.
Right, right.
Let me say this. Let me be the first today, at least, Beth. I know many people have. Let me be the first today to say how proud I am of you, and how much I want to congratulate you on a wonderful story and on persevering, and being one of the heroes of a lot of people, including me, and that's being a successful small business owner. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. But you know what? I have not done this on my own. I have a very dedicated, talented group of staff and a real supportive family, and those have been key, and they deserve a lot of the credit.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I'm not surprised to hear you say that. Folks, that's the way small business owners are. We're so modest. See, that's what makes us so lovable and huggable, Beth, is we're just such cool people. Beth, quickly, tell us about your product and how we can find it.
What we do is basically put a month's worth of activities into a box for child care providers, preschool teachers, parents, and we sell it for anywhere from two children up to several hundred in the larger child care centers.
So you provide curriculum basically for preschoolers, for people who run daycare centers like you had.
Right. It's a lesson plan in a box, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Funshine Express, is that the website?
Yep, exactly.
FunshineExpress.com.
Yep.
FunshineExpress, all together, .com. Can we buy your products online?
Yes.
Okay, good. You were going to say something. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, a lot of people get it confused with sunshine, and it's sunshine as in F.
Right, FunshineShine Express.com. One of the problems, we've only got about 30 seconds. One of the problems you're having, a lot of people are having across the country, and that's finding the right people to fill the jobs, aren't you?
Right, exactly. And one of the things that we have done just within the last month is to add several staff members in communities outside of Dickinson. We've added an employee from Bismarck and one from Fargo. And, you know, they have added a real lot of depth in terms of experience that we were not able to find in Dickinson.
Right. Now, are you exporting all across the country, right?
Yes, all 50 states.
Anything outside of the country?
A little bit. Some in Canada, some in England.
The world is your oyster, Beth. I can see it coming right now. And
Don't forget
my myself for you there.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Beth. Thanks
right,
for being
thank
here. Next time, Beth Strube, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back another day to see how things are going in the future. Quick break. Right back with Dennis Johnson. He's the mayor of Dickinson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.